Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Great to have you with us for this 63-degree Friday. Kind of an exciting day, I guess. President Trump coming to Chippewa County, more specifically Custer Farms in Chippewa County. Heard some buzz about that out at the softball field yesterday. And if you did not get a ticket for it or you're not going, apparently there's going to be a live stream WQOW at their site, WQOW.com, say, with information on watching the live stream of the president today. And I imagine WEAU, I'm not seeing it as highlighted on their site. So, also, this day in history, in 1917, American men began registering for the draft in World War I. In 1937, this is the day Henry Ford initiated a 32-hour work week. It's kind of bulked up to 40 and beyond. We Americans do like to work. In 1968, on this day.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Robert F. Kennedy was shot by an assassin while campaigning for the Democratic U.S. presidential nomination in California.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
It was reporter Andrew Rest who was there. Kennedy died the next day. Gunman Sirhan Sirhan was arrested for the attack. In 1999, this is the day jazz singing great Mel Torme died in Los Angeles at the age of 73. And in 2004, after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease, this is the day that former President Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, died at his home in California at the age of 93.
We made the city stronger, we made the city freer, and we left her in good hands.
Reagan appeared in 52 films and served as the president of the Screen Actors Guild for several years before he was elected governor of the state of California and later president of the United States. And finally, our devotion heading us into the weekend from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, today titled, Sometimes When We're Looking for an Answer, God Sends Us a Friend. Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you'll be counted among the wise. Goff says, when I was younger, I owned a yellow truck that you'd be generous to call a clunker. I was pretty neglectful of the maintenance needs, especially changing the oil. It actually became a kind of game to see how badly I could treat that bucket of bolts and see how long it ran. I was kind of hoping the engine would burst into flames while I drove down the highway. How cool that would be! Because I was always driving with the strong possibility I'd soon be hitchhiking. There's a special place in my heart when I see a driver stranded on the side of the road, smoke billowing around them while they look at the engine, probably for the first time in their life. Goff says, while they're guessing which thing is the engine and which one is the radiator, a wave of relief washes over them when the friend they called 20 minutes ago slows to a stop behind them, yellow lights blinking. Instead of pulling out the oil stick or banging something with a wrench, all they needed was someone with more knowledge to help. Bob Goff says the same is true for many other problems we face in life. We think we need to become an expert on a given topic to figure out how to solve a problem when all we really need is someone else to come alongside us. It's true when we need to fix a car, and it's true when we want to understand grace. Sometimes when we're looking for an answer, God sends us a friend. Today's closing question heading us into the weekend, what problem are you facing that you need help with? What problem are you facing that you need help with? What about today? WIB.com/celebrations. I see some, like Val Bergman, let us know about the anniversary for she and Jeff, 17 years. She says, happy anniversary to my husband as we celebrate 17 years today. Happy anniversary, and you guys are in the drawing at the end of the month, so you can celebrate your anniversary maybe extended there. Also, hearing from Cassie today about Claudia Lodge, saying that this little lady is graduating from elementary school. She's a friend to everyone and is kind to a fault. Changing schools and making new friends can be scary, but I know it'll be great. Congratulations, Claudia, on this June 5th. Those two are what we have for today. However, it's Friday, and we're not back again until Monday the 8th, so what about June 6th? I'm glad you asked, because I see some. For instance, Val Bergman says, Susan Bergman with a birthday, celebrating her last year of being a teenager. Happy birthday tomorrow, Susan. Diana Gilbert also saying, Diana and Neil, marking their 56th wedding anniversary tomorrow. Wow. That's fantastic, you two. Way to go. Celebrating that tomorrow. And time for another Film Friday conversation with our friend, award-winning screenwriter Andrea Polnasek here on WWIB and WIB.com. Andrea of Chippewa Falls. Good to talk to you, Andrea. I got to say that your name came up and ChippewaFallsMovie.com came up because I was at a graduation party on Saturday. And a couple that I go to church with but don't know all that well, we got talking, and they mentioned that their young daughter had aspirations to make movies someday. And I was like, wow, really? You should get connected with Andrea, and pointed them toward ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Saw them in church the next day, and they were like, what was that site again? And so pointed them that way because of your ambitious plans, including a Christmas movie later this year, and then 9 more movies all coming out of Chippewa Falls. And so they were excited to check it out.
I love that. That's exactly the heart of the vision that we have. Now that Wisconsin has a film incentive again, we want to get a heartbeat of film and television production right here in the Valley and coming out of Chippewa Falls. And we want the new and next generation. So that is so exciting. And I encourage anybody who has family, whether old or young, that wants to be part of the movie to check out the website and sign up so that you can get regular updates on what's happening with the film.
You know, it's been interesting in the national movie scene, the box office, if you will, this week. Not one, but 2 YouTubers actually had chart-topping movies. And so it made me continue kind of thinking about what we've been talking about, that things are changing. Here you've had these top-dollar Hollywood productions, but they're the ones that are doing much better are these independent films.
Yes, very much, very much. And I think it's leveled the playing field. I think people are trying. I just heard a great interview with Nate Bargatze, who also has a movie in the box office called Breadwinner right now for family. And he was talking about how he had tried for years to get a sitcom going and then ended up writing a movie and producing it himself and getting it out there. And it's also doing really well. I think that we all have an opportunity to be able to make meaningful art and get it out into the world, which is really fun.
I want to say, I've been introducing you even today as the award-winning screenwriter. And one of the things I have in mind is the Movie Guide Prize that you got. Remind me which script that was for, because I'd interviewed Ted Bear a number of times over the years, and that was an exciting development in your journey.
It very much was. Yes, it was for our movie Switched, the one where the two girls, it's sort of Freaky Friday meets Mean Girls. Two girls switch places, the bully and the bullied. And it was an awesome experience, a wonderful event. The Movie Guide Awards as an awesome experience. And really, it gave us a lot national attention for that script and for that movie, which is awesome.
Yeah, you and your sister Alexandra, known as the Boylan Sisters. And so, again, bringing it home here. How about the fundraising for this Christmas movie? You got to raise the funds to do the movie. You'd like to shoot it October to December. We point people to ChippewaFallsMovie.com, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. But give me a quick word about fundraising here at the end.
Yes. Well, we are looking for corporate sponsors, so businesses, products, locations that you might want featured in the movie. And then we also have a local producer tier, which is a $1,000 gift, and that you get a producer credit at the end of the film, and you get to be part of actually making the movie come to life.
Terrific. Again, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. That's where I'm pointing people to, and maybe you'll want to go check it out and share it with friends. Spread the word. Let's put Chippewa Falls on the map for local, independent, faith-based movie making. Well, it's camping season, and that means it's s'mores season, right?
Indeed. Who doesn't love a good s'more?
Yeah, that's for sure. And so the push to get us to make more s'mores is on by Hershey's.
According to Hershey's company, corporation, $250 million of their annual revenue last year was attributable to people using their chocolate to make s'mores, up 9% from 2024. That is a significant difference. 9% more s'mores made using Hershey's chocolate.
And Hershey's thinks the s'mores business has room to grow, and they plan to generate another $50 million in chocolate sales annually over the next 3 to 5 years by getting people to make the treat even more often.
That is crazy that there's that much money in s'mores.
Huh.
Based on their data, again from Hershey's, households with children eat s'mores about 5 times per year on average.
Huh. Yeah.
I will say there are a lot of s'mores consumed in the Swenson household, and not just when we're camping.
Yeah.
Because the kids will do the microwave version, uh-huh. and Lily especially loves to get creative with her s'mores, or she'll do s'mores in a bowl, etc. So, cannot say we always have the Hershey's chocolate in the house because that is expensive. Sometimes you got to go off brand. Aldi brand. But chocolate's chocolate, right?
Marshmallow, chocolate, the graham crackers, there you go.
It's a great combination. Well, well done, Hershey's. You've gotten us to talk about s'mores, which is probably helping people eat more s'mores, which makes you more money. So at least send us a free six-pack of bars, right?
Yeah. President Donald Trump is again talking about making Canada the 51st state.
But plans stalled when someone had to explain that the metric system comes with it.
Oh,
scientists think the key to aging has something to do with how our DNA falls apart as we get older.
And here I thought the key to aging was having all those birthdays.
Me too.
CBS insiders say no one with the 60 Minutes team is happy with their new bosses.
Even that ticking clock sounds passive-aggressive now.
Mm-hmm.
At a bank near Tokyo, Japan, a man walked in and asked for instructions on how to rob a bank. Not only was he immediately kicked out of said bank, but at some point he accidentally stabbed himself in the leg with his own knife.
Obviously, the American educational system isn't the only one in need of repair.
Right?
According to a study, if you have complications after you return home from surgery, you stand a better chance of survival if you return to that same hospital rather than seek out a different hospital.
Well, that's because the original hospital will have a better idea of exactly which surgical instrument they left inside you.
Yes.
June is here. It's the month that gives us Father's Day and Donut Day.
And honestly, all Dad really wants for Father's Day is a ton of donuts.
True that.
And finally, a study found that pregnancy physically changes a woman's brain.
But I'm not going to be the one to tell her.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Real quick, I missed this earlier. Apparently tomorrow, a happy birthday to Ryan Westaby. And also, it would have been Keith and Vicky's 45th wedding anniversary. Keith, our longtime faithful listener in Owen. The best of the week, a little different this week because we had something on this show which ran from Tuesday through Thursday. We've never done this before, that this takes up the best of the week.
Tuesday trivia. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. And what a prize for Tuesday trivia this week, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. Thank you to Joe and Kelly at Cabin Coffee in Altoona, one of our great coverage and promotion sponsors for OneFest 2026. And they're sponsoring this giveaway today, too. Full event OneFest tickets plus parking courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. But you have to call in to win and you have to get this question right. The average cost of what is
$5? Madeline Laird from Cornell.
Hey, Madeline, what do you think?
A bag of chips.
A bag of chips. They come in different sizes. Is the average cost of a bag of chips $5? Mm-hmm. And how much air are you actually paying for? Pavel, did Madeline get it?
She didn't. But, you know, it reminded me of that saying. Well, who invented that? The whole idea of all that in a bag of chips will get you, right? Was that the chips industry or what?
I don't know, but it's a great saying. The average cost of this is $5, but this is not something you find or buy in a store. Mm-hmm. This is also not a food.
That's the new clue.
That's the new clue, yes.
In between, the cost of this has skyrocketed over the years.
Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark and Vicky both trying here a number of times. What do you got for us?
How about what the tooth fairy? Mom and dad leave behind under a pillow when a kid loses a tooth.
Here's the thing. Quick story time. I remember, like, I got a quarter as a kid, and I had a Berenstain Bears book where it was like a nickel or a dime, I think. And so I thought that was good, like 25 cents. But the average cost of this $5 is a tooth fairy reward. Yes, it is.
You're going to one. Mark, how did you figure that one out?
I don't know. I was wide awake in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. with the kids and lying in my pillow. And then I thought, hey, under your pillow, it could be something.
But is it $5? $5 for a tooth? Yeah.
There's a whole amount of teeth that could add up quick.
I know, for sure. You can almost pay for their college with that. Not really.
Wait, what a great story from Mark of how the answer occurred to him.
Thinking about Tuesday trivia even while you're sleeping.